Hello?
Hello. Hi, Brain.
Hello?
Hello. Can you hear me?
I
Hello.
can, yeah.
My name is Amrita. I am calling from BIS Research. I'm an analyst working there. So I hope you remember that you have connected with one of my colleagues for unmanned ground vehicle market. So do you remember that?
I don't. Sorry, there's a huge lag in the call right now.
Okay, can you hear me properly?
I can hear you, yes.
Okay. So, hi Brian. So, I'm working with the BIS Research. BIS Research is a global market intelligence firm, and currently we are working on future of autonomous system market. So, in this regard, I need to talk to you for 5-10 minutes to validate my observations and assumptions. So, is this the right time to talk to you?
I'm not sure what exactly.
Hello?
What exactly is this about?
The purpose of this call is to understand the market scenario in the current situation that are happening in the future of autonomous system market. So, like, what are the future prospects of this market? And we are doing this study on global basis. So, I have a few questions, like how key players are looking at this market. So, I need to validate my observations and key findings, and I want your insights on that. So, Brian, I have a few questions. Like, first of my question is, can you please elaborate on the commercialization of the autonomous technologies like neuromorphic chip and natural intelligence?
Well, honestly, as far as commercialization, I mean, autonomous is a tricky word. Because most of the systems that I've worked with, they're all hand controlled. They do have some like obstacle avoidance and stuff like that, but people have been throwing around autonomous and AI an awful lot, but they're really, most of them are all physically controlled. And as far as the commercial market goes, I mean, besides iRobot, like the vacuum and stuff like and products like that, haven't seen a lot of actual legitimate autonomous systems available for commercial use.
So may I know,
So
like, what
I mean
is
that
the
obviously that market is open, but there's not a whole lot of manufacturers that are producing autonomous systems commercially.
So, do you think they will be commercialized fully at around 2025 or 2033?
For what purpose? Autonomous system for what purpose?
Like for these various platforms, like AMRs, like in the neuromorphic chip and natural intelligence technologies. So, may I know when these technologies may be commercialized in autonomous systems?
Well, what happens, honestly, and I'm sure that by 2025, sure, because what happens is there's a lot of this military development. It doesn't get bought by the military, so for the creators to actually make money off of it, they do a civilian version and drop it into the commercial market to recoup that money. So I imagine it will, the system, or you know, the markets should have quite a few of these. I mean, I've seen it already online with some of the systems, especially like firefighting systems and stuff. A lot of them were created for the military but didn't get purchased, so they're using them commercially.
So,
So I mean, I would imagine by 2025 there should be some systems in the market.
So, we have also tracked few driving factors like responsible for the growth of this market, like continuous advancements and adoption of digital technologies, and the government initiatives for adoption of autonomous technologies. So are these drivers correct? Are we on the right path, or there are a few more points that you would like to add to it?
Like I said, the technology seems to be changing every day. You know, now a lot of these tech companies are voicing their objections against autonomous and AI systems. They want to take kind of a step back. But, I mean, we're always going to try to push, everyone is always going to try to push the envelope in that area. I mean, you're talking about the improvements on what already exists?
Yeah.
Commercially, or, okay, yeah. Oh, I imagine, actually, before the end of the year, there'll be some new technologies that are, I don't know if they'll be commercially available. But it will set the standard for the future.
Okay.
The problem is where all the autonomous and all the unmanned is coming from is because the world doesn't expect to have as many healthy and intelligent human beings to man our, you know. So that's where this is where the need of these robotic systems, this AI, this autonomous, it comes from not having enough people to work.
So adding to that, like, what are the ongoing technology trends in the future of autonomous system market?
Honestly, it looks like I think we've seen at least three or four autonomous lawnmowers, and now obviously with vacuums and self-driving cars and all that stuff. I think the factor that's slowing all this down is the same reason we don't have flying cars right now. Is legally, you know. There's a hazard or a danger to companies that offer autonomous stuff that if it hurts someone, obviously, you know, legally wise, you'd be held responsible. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's why every self-driving car has, you know, still need to be operating the vehicle while it's driving itself, kind of thing. I think the legal aspect of it is gonna be what drives. You know, it's kind of like drones not delivering packages. The reason why drones in the United States aren't delivering packages is because the FAA doesn't allow drones to fly over, you know, populated areas.
Mm-hmm.
Until the lawyers work all that out,
mm-hmm.
you know, until all that is, like, you know, legally worked out, there's going to be probably a slowdown with all those kinds of systems.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that answers the question. That's
Yes. So, according to you, what is the competitive scenario in this market globally? In our study, we have captured around 125 to 30 companies that are offering autonomous navigation softwares for the autonomous system platforms. So, according to you, are there any more companies who are operating in this market, or is there only 130 companies or more? Can you please share your views on that?
I mean, I'm sure there's that many registered companies. There's a lot of people doing things kind of, I hate calling them garage mechanics or garage scientists, but I know it. I even have some friends that have their own shops that work in that area, and what they do is they work in that area and then they sell it to these established companies.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of people developing, I would say considerable more than how many companies are officially registered, as that's what they do. Relatively speaking, the market is pretty defined pretty small. Like, that's not a whole lot of companies between, 100 and 200 companies working in that area.
Mm-hmm.
But those companies are specializing in that area, and they'll find these shops, these manufacturing shops, and these technical engineers, and that's how they get there. It's kind of like looking for the next, sports star. They're
mm-hmm.
looking for the stuff.
Okay.
In a garage.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then these companies buy them. But yeah.
Hello.